on WLOB 100.5 FM.
It is 7:37. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. I walked outside during the break, and looks like maybe it's not snowing. I don't know. It's messy outside. Just be careful as you head out. Or maybe it's snowing, and I just couldn't see. You know, my eyes are beginning to fade. I think they're beginning to fade. Who knows? We're broadcasting from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Oh, I won't say it. I just thought of a joke someone told me the other day. It wasn't good. It wasn't good at all, and I won't repeat it here, but that made me laugh. And, of course, our DeRigoPartners.net text line is 207-409-6172. Joe Amaral is joining us. He is with Beale University. They are opening up a new campus in Wilton and for a nursing program, if I got that correctly. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. Doing very well on this snowy Monday morning. You know, it's thanks for having me on to talk about this. And before I get into that, I love your Martin Luther King Jr. Holiday shows. And, you know, he was really emphasized education as a way to bring people up out of poverty and make a better life. One of his favorite quotes I always mention is, "The function of education is to teach one to think intensively and to think critically, intelligence plus character. That is the goal of true education." So,
amen to that.
Something we believe in at Beale. As you know, as for nurses, of course, the number one ranked, most trusted occupation in America for years on end now. And we're excited to bring Beale University, which just celebrated 130 years last year, down into Western Maine, which has a big need for nurses as well as all across the state.
Well, Joe, as you know, throughout our state, we have a big need for nurses. Our nursing population has been aging out for years. We are the oldest average age state in the country, so that makes sense. And then on top of that, we lost a number of healthcare workers. And I don't want to get into the vaccine mandate one way or the other, but we lost a number of healthcare workers, including nurses, to the vaccine mandate. So we are really struggling with a shortage of nursing personnel here in the state. What are you guys doing? Tell us about Beale. Start with that. Tell us about Beale University.
Yep.
And then get into the nursing program that you're doing in Wilton.
Sure. So Beale University started, it's been in Maine for a really long time. Like I said, we just celebrated 130 years last year in the Bangor location. That's where the Maine University started. And we offer different programs, but the one I'm talking about more so today is our associate degree in nursing. We started that about 3 years ago when I was the program director up there with Dr. Colleen Koob. She's the director of nursing. And we knew that there was a need in Western Maine. There's a lot of small rural hospitals out there. So we wanted to kind of make that program available to Western Maine as well, because folks out there who want to become nurses have to travel a good distance to do that. So and what sets us apart at Beale University, as opposed to some of the other traditional schools in the state, is that we run year-round. So we don't take semesters off. We are constantly running courses. And we've gotten our program down to a person who starts with us can literally start on day one and become a registered nurse in 18 months. And that's if they come in with no prerequisite courses. Of course, if they come in with some of the prereqs that are needed, they can actually become a registered nurse in 14 months and get out there and start practicing and make a difference not only in their life, their family, but the community as well. So we do it a little bit differently, and our results have been really, really well. Our NCLEX pass rates, which, of course, is the big indicator for nursing schools, are right up there, right around the national average. So we're pretty excited about what we do. We offer a wide range of educational opportunities, from nursing labs where the students can come in, get those hands-on practices on mannequins with each other, practice on each other. We've developed a virtual reality simulation. So the Oculus headset, you know, the gaming community that's out there. Well, we have programs that actually allow students to get into a virtual reality setting hospital room, interact with a patient, take vital signs, start IVs, interact with family members. So we go from online, on-campus practice, as well as virtual reality. And I think that's kind of what sets us apart, as well as we have contracts with all the major healthcare hospitals throughout Maine. And we get those students out there learning those practical hands-on. And we don't do remote. When COVID started 2 years ago, we took about 2 months off. But since then, with our proper protocols, we've been on campus, which really has made a difference in our students' success, I believe.
So let's talk about the profession of nursing. We all know the rewarding nature of it. Nurses probably have more interaction with patients than any other single person involved in medical care, certainly much more so than doctors. But talk about the profession as an occupation, the kind of money and benefits and stuff that people look at when they come out, so they see this as an attractive way to make a living and do good in our society. Not do well, do good.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. No, I'm a nurse myself, and I actually still practice at a long-term care facility in southern Maine here in the Augusta region, serving veterans. And really, it is probably the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life. You get that satisfaction of knowing that you've made a difference in a person's life that day. And then, of course, absolutely, particularly in the state of Maine, once you become a registered nurse and start practicing, you are going to be able to support yourself and your family. You will be making at a minimum $70,000 plus, and the sky's the limit. Now, I know some of my colleagues have become travel nurses recently, and they're making upwards of over $100 an hour. And it's not for everybody, traveling nurse. And the thing is, the great thing about nursing is you can literally go to any facility, different avenues of practice, from neurology to dermatology, you name it, primary care. There's so many opportunities for you as a nurse and your family to create a much better life and pass on those things to your family.
Yeah, I think it's critical that we realize here in the state we have some wonderful opportunities once you get out of nursing school to actually go and make a good living, provide for your family, and live the kind of life you live. But I also want people to know about the educational opportunities, because they are growing here in the state, and it is necessary. We need more nurses. I mean, this is a conversation that was ongoing well before we ever heard of COVID-19. We have had a nursing shortage, and it's just been growing. And this pandemic, of course, has exacerbated the situation.
Yeah, it was exactly right. We were short before, and now we're short before. And it's kind of affected us at Beale. We have some students who have wanted to start. And this isn't talking, like you said, this isn't necessarily talking about the vaccine mandate one way or the other. But we've had certain students who have said, who've shown some hesitation in wanting to start because of the mandate. So, so then that cuts down on the amount of folks that sometimes come into our cohorts that start. So, yeah, which, of course, then exacerbates the number of nurses that can be put out into the workforce and start practicing and making a difference. But I can tell you, once you become a nurse, there's really nothing like it. The impact that you make on people's lives, in tangible ways, you can literally save lives. We've had students who are doing their last practicum, and they come back to us in a journal form and say, I helped revive a patient who coded. Their heart stopped and they were able to get them back, or they caught something that even a provider had not caught that could have led to a more critical situation. So really, this nursing profession, I think there's that general aspect that everybody knows nurses are great, they make a difference, and they do good, but it's not hyperbole. You really do make that big difference, and that's what we want to offer at Beale University, a chance to get folks who want to make a difference in people's lives and in their own life out there, in a fast, safe, effective way.
Yeah, my grandmother, Lila Richardson, Lila Connor Richardson, she was an RN. She was a farm girl, and she and my grandfather, they owned a bunch of businesses, and they owned property, and they did this, that, and the other. I think the thing she was most proud of that she had done in her life is she became an RN because she cared for people, and that was really who Lila Richardson was. She was a person who cared about other people, and being an RN allowed her to really take that desire of hers to care for other people, and when they're at their worst point, when they need medical care, she was able to do it. She talked about being an RN for as long as I can remember.
Yeah, it's something that really does get in your bloodstream. And in fact, it's not to make this about me, when I was program director at the Bangor location for a while, I had this need to get back to direct patient care, because that deep down inside, I'm a nurse, I feel, first and foremost, as opposed to an educator, even though I've kind of melded the two together now. And so I did go back into more direct patient care, just because I want that ability to interact with people, make a difference in their lives. And it really is. And once you become a nurse, like you said, the opportunities are limitless in what you want to do with yourself. And continuing education, we offer a bachelor's degree in nursing, as well as a master's degree in nursing at Baylor University. It's all online, those two programs. So you, as a nurse, you can continue that educational process and start making a difference. You can come back to school and teach for us or what have you, right? But, you know, the sky's the limit right now with nurses, not only in Maine, but across the country as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. There is such a need. And, you know, if you've ever been in the hospital, I have been once when I was 14 to have my appendix out. I never will forget the kindness of the nurses who took care of me. It was, you know, it's just something. I don't even have any idea who the doctor was or the surgeon, but the nurses that took care of me, boy, they made an indelible difference.
Yeah, that's exactly happened to me. I had a health scare, as you know. I think I told you, late last year, and who I saw first was the nurse. Who I saw during the care was the nurse. Who I saw when I left was the nurse. Right? It's that constant contact you have with your patient, and they really do make a big difference. So we're excited about what we do in the Bangor location, and we're super excited about Wilton. We've already got our first cohort started at the beginning of the year here, and we'll start actual nursing courses, the actual hands-on stuff, in May. So we're pretty excited. We're getting the campus set up now. It's a great location right near Franklin Memorial, so we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, it's just wonderful. It's great that you guys are doing this. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have, and I know sometimes people think Bangor, and I know we have listeners, you guys have listeners that go up there, but we actually have had students go to our Bangor location, even from the Portland area, believe it or not. So I think this will also help, for those folks who didn't want to travel all the way to Bangor from the southern or central Maine area, to be able to kind of get a chance to go out there and get an associate's degree in a quick manner and start practicing and making a difference.
Yeah, Wilton's about 75 miles from my house. I've been there several times. One of my buddies, Tom Seviello, lives there. So,
Great Blueberry Festival, I think, right?
Yeah, they do in August. That's right. They certainly do, no doubt. Joe, we got to run. Joe Emeril from Beale University, BEAL University, opening up a campus in Wilton, Maine. It's a great profession. And Doc Champy, if you were listening, I love the doctors, but I got to tell you, the nurses that took care of me when I was 14 years old, that's who I remember. That's who I remember.
Right. Thank you, Ray. Beale.edu for more information.
Beale.edu, BEAL.edu. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Ray.
It is 7:51. We'll be right back.
What's important here at Moody's is we have a lot of opportunity for upward mobility.
Moody's definitely helped me through. They sent me to school.